Proclamation number 7343, dated the April 22nd, 1959. The soul's continuation of life after death. You can be certain that you will live even if your body falls prey to death. But the state of your life after your physical death depends on yourselves, whether your life will be a happy one which could truly be called life, or whether you will find yourselves in darkness and helplessness which are comparable to death, albeit you will remain conscious of your existence and therefore will have to suffer agonies. But it will never be the case that you will completely cease to exist, that you will no longer be self-aware and that your existence will be obliterated. And precisely because you continue to exist, you ought to ensure that you create a happy situation for yourselves while you're still living on this earth. Your future fate in the kingdom of the beyond is a matter of your very own will, since you created yourselves by your way of life on earth. If it is a life of selfless love for other people, you can also be sure that a blissful fate will await you. But if you only live to please yourselves, if you lack this love for your neighbor and therefore also for God, you can expect a painful fate indeed. Then you will be poor and wretched because you will lack everything, light, strength and freedom, and all you will experience is indescribable torment. The fact that you humans on earth have such little faith in life after death also determines your conduct, for you are irresponsible towards your soul because you do not believe that it will continue to live after your body has passed away. And you do not believe that the soul is, after all, your real self. It will feel exactly the same as it did during its earthly life. It will long for happiness and light and suffer bitter regret once it has gained but a glimmer of light whereby it recognizes its real task on earth and in retrospect blames itself dreadfully for not having fulfilled it. Whereas souls who may enter the spheres of light will sing praises and give thanks and are able to occupy themselves in full strength and freedom for their own happiness. The soul will never perish, but how it will experience its continued existence is decided by people themselves while they're still on earth. For this time was given to you in order to improve the state of your soul which, at the beginning of its embodiment, is still rather imperfect. Hence, the work of the human soul should consist of providing for itself a true, immortal, life, so that one day it can enter in freedom and light the kingdom where it can be active in accordance with its state of maturity, which is in fact possible at various degrees but which can only be called life when it is allowed to enter the kingdom of light. But it is also possible that the soul will still be as imperfect at the end of its earthly life as it was at the beginning. Indeed, it can even have grown darker, and then its state will be comparable to the state of death, for it will have misused its earthly life, it won't have taken advantage of the grace of embodiment, and yet, it will not pass away. This is a very sad, pitiful situation, and yet, it is its own fault, because only the human beings will decide the soul's fate, and this will is free. If only people believed that they will continue to exist after the death of their body, they would live more responsibly on earth and endeavor to ascend from the deepest abyss. But no person can be forced into faith, yet everyone will be helped in order to become a believer. Amen.